The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Since we have proven here on this program that reading is not my strong suit, Leatu Latu is the guy that Mel Kiper Jr. has the Packers picking at 25. Latu put up 111 quarterback pressures over the past two seasons, racking up 23.5 sacks. He has elite pass rushing skills and is already advanced in his technique. The reason he's not a surefire top 15 pick is because he has some medical questions. He medically retired from football due to a neck injury when he was at Washington in 2021. Love his fit for the Packers, though. And then Gabe alerted us to behind me, NFL Network has Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft up there as well. And since I'm not good at reading, Gabe, why don't you go ahead and handle this one so I don't flub it the way I did the last one.
Amarius Mims is an offensive tackle out of Georgia. Big boy.
Oh, another Georgia player. We've never done that before.
He's a big boy. I think we can cross off cornerback given everything that they've done at that position. Basically running everything back. It looks like that, you know.
Even
they
Cooper
really
DeJean
like,
is available.
Unless if Cooper DeJean is available, my guess is, and they draft him, is they look at him as a safety. Because it's,
he'll be drafted as a safety, yeah. I would imagine.
So he's, again, they seem comfortable with having Stokes and Carrington Valentine battle it out for a starting position. Corey Ballantyne bringing him back. They've got, they bring back Keyshawn Nixon. They're
Robert
just kind of
Rochelle, too, yeah, who was a special teamer.
They're running back that entire position.
Just,
it doesn't seem to be
yesterday.
A lot of positions available, even depth-wise, at corner. So I am crossing off cornerback being a position they draft in the first round.
But that's not the offensive guy that you want, Joshy. You're high on this other offensive lineman.
Yeah, the guy I've seen mocked a few places and a guy who fits the Packers mold. Like, if you see him mocked here, people will say this is a Packers pick. It's Graham Barton from Duke. He started his career as a center and moved out to left tackle. Now, if you think about guys like Elgton Jenkins and Zach Tom, they both fit that mold where they're probably best at one position, but they can play anywhere along the line, which the Packers prioritize even throughout history deeper than what I mentioned.
Yeah, J.C. Treader, they've had guys like that all along.
I don't know. A center going to left tackle. It's all, when it comes to O-linemen and certainly tackles, it's all about arm length. And from the guy going to a center who typically have short arms to left tackle, that's fine in college and Duke playing in the ACC. But when you get to the next level, I mean, whoever gets their hands on the other player first typically wins. That would be something I would want to know how long the guy's
32
arms are.
inches, 7/8.
Yep,
this may sound stupid, but just think about it rationally. You know,
yeah, it makes total sense.
This dude's got longer arms than me. You're like a turtle.
He's 6'5", 300 pounds. Is that what I just saw on his measurables?
Yes, 6'5", 313, 32 7/8.
Is that
arms.
Good?
No, that's short.
32 7/8? I literally have no idea. I don't know if that's
short.
Like...
No, that's short.
I don't know if that's short. I don't know if that's long. Like, how long are your arms, Trudy? You know?
I'm like 35 and change. I mean, I have long arms.
Am I missing something here? The article that I'm reading about Barton says a three-year starting left tackle at Duke. He has 6 starts at center under his belt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just arm length.
Started at center and then kicked him out to left tackle.
And wouldn't they be using him for left tackle, the Packers?
They'd be using him all over the place, potentially. I mean, who knows? I mean, right guard could be available. Maybe they'd move around Elgton Jenkins. They're not, based on what they say, they're not thrilled with Josh Myers at center. He's fine at that spot. Maybe they like him at left tackle. Who knows?
Are you trying to say that center is the one position on the line that you want somebody to specialize in because the role is so much different than the other spots?
You got to be smart. You got to be really smart because you got to make all the line calls, which become line calls are much more important against a 4-3 than it is a 3-4 because typically the center is covered by a nose, where in the 4-3 he's not. So he's got to kind of orchestrate everything. He's kind of the extra lineman.
And Joshy, when you were go ahead, Chu.
Does this tell you that they're not high on or they don't look at Walker as a starter, or is Walker going to become the next Yash? Six-man, because I'm with Jason, I don't want my next guy up to be Royce Newman.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think they need offensive line depth. I have no idea how they feel about Rashid Walker. If they draft a left tackle there, that tells you they think Walker's more of a backup, or whoever was there was the best offensive lineman they could find. I mean, nobody seems to know, you know, but I mean, offensive line, inside linebacker, safety, defensive tackle, pass rusher, those are all things that are on the list for the Packers' potential needs for the upcoming
draft. So, Joshy, when you were looking at Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft above us, you happened to notice where Graham was on that list, right?
And they had Graham Barton going 21 to the Dolphins. I've also seen him linked as well to the Philadelphia Eagles, who very famously have a need at that center position as well.
But you were saying it wouldn't surprise you if the Packers moved up, if that was their guy.
Yeah, I think the Packers are in a pretty unique situation with the amount of picks, with Rasul Douglas and Aaron Rodgers trade, where even if they want to get up five spots, it's not going to be that expensive. So you're not going to be having to give away a ton to get up there. You'll probably just have to give away one of those mid-round picks to get up a little
bit. And Chu, you've got all those picks in the 200s, 202, yeah. 219, 245, 255. Man, load up with offensive linemen there. I think if you can get a premier guy, if this is the direction they choose to go, and again, as I mentioned earlier in the show, they haven't drafted an offensive lineman in the first round since 2011, Derek Sherrod. The year before that, 2010, was Brian Bulaga. Bulaga turned out to be pretty damn good. I think you backfill down there. I don't think that the disparity between those guys and the guys you find in the earlier rounds is that significant. Maybe less. It's less drastic at that position than it is at some of the other positions, certainly the skill positions. True or false, Gabe?
I think that's false. I mean, if you can find a premier tackle, I mean, there's a reason.
I'm not saying not take a premier tackle. I'm saying backfill the depth, add to the depth.
Yeah, I mean, you could find depth anywhere, but yeah, I mean, that does. But I don't think that precludes them from taking if they think that one of these guys is a premier.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying you with a depth issue that we were talking about.
Yeah, you can backfill anywhere. Yeah.
I think the Packers have three potential starting positions up for grab. We think Sean Ryan's going to play. We think Rashid Walker played all right. But Josh Myers is also coming to the end. So if the Packers are looking at this year and next year and saying, we're going to need three guys here, I think they not only prioritize it early, but backfill as well.
Yeah, I mean,
the only thing they're taking in the first round when it comes to alignment, I think, is a left tackle. And they may trade up to get one, but you're certainly not taking a center with the first pick.
The only thing that makes that interesting is the market for the inverse of what happened to the safeties happened with the offensive guard market, where a lot of guys got paid a ton of money there to play interior, which is not something that used to happen in the NFL.
Why would that beat you? Why would suddenly guards get being? Why would guards get paid?
That is weird because it's typically your tackles and then guards and then centers. I don't know. Because teams aren't going to run the ball anymore. I mean, you can plug. Because guards get the most help out of anybody. You know, your tackles are kind of on an island because your center against a 4-3, which a lot of teams are playing now, helps strong side, right? You always have that help. So, I mean, back in my day, guard in Green Bay never paid its guards. Look at Marco Rivera way back in Mike Wall. They just let him walk. But Green Bay they are known for developing linemen. And that's why I agree with Jen. It's just like, get some of these guys.
Cataracts are the primary cause.
That is true,
by
the way.
Cataracts are an important issue.
We don't know what they're the primary cause of,
though. If a guard has a cataract, forget
it. It's a cliffhanger.
Last thing I want to say before we wrap this up. You have also, Joshy, talked about Tanner Bornalini from Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Do you like him as a backfill guy, a guy that the Packers could get in one of those later rounds?
Yes. I mean, he fits to a T what the Packers are looking for in their mid to late round picks. Now, I think he might climb a little bit because he tested as like one of the all-time athletic interior offensive linemen. There's another kid from, I believe it's San Diego State, the Jackrabbits, that is athletic. They just look for athletes there. And if Bortolini is firmly on the Packers draft board, I can say that for sure.
Josh, are you a draft nerd?
Yes, Very much
loves
so.
It. Really? He loves it so much.
This is my favorite time.
Dude, he watched the combine from sunup to sundown every day.
That's great.
Him and Russell just sitting there.
Yeah, and the good thing for Packers fans is Justice Mosqueda from Acme Packing Company has been able to basically tell us within reason who the Packers are going to pick. You can pretty much build the board, and most of those picks are going to be there because they are so reliant on athleticism. So it makes it really easy for an observer like me who's not as into it to be like, that's an option, that's an option, that guy isn't an option.
Good conversation there. I do want to get to this Brazil thing. I am irrationally disappointed. I don't know why. Like, I really wanted the Packers to be the team in Brazil. But yesterday, a player went on television, went on a show, and said that his team is the team that is likely going to Brazil. And now he's trying to backpedal. Now he's trying to pull that back in. Put the toothpaste back in the tube. Who amongst us hasn't been there? At you? That wasn't a sneeze. That was an Canadian chew. So we'll talk about that right after this. Are you guys ready to upgrade the concrete surfaces in your home? Let me tell you about Showtime Floors and Floor Shield. It's used by military bases, airports, businesses, and of course, residential homes. What do you mean residential homes? Why do I need Floor Shield? Well, if you're pulling into your garage and the headlights are hitting the floor and you're seeing cracks or uneven surfaces, Floor Shield is for you. It's eco-friendly, it's non-toxic, and it is UV stable if you wanted to put it on a patio outdoors as well. Showtime Floors offers same-day installation. You can enjoy a 15-year warranty against wear, and if you mention ESPN for free crack repair, you'll get 10% off. The weather is warming up, guys. You're going to be spending more time outside. Now is the time to schedule your Floor Shield installation with Showtime Floors. Get more information by visiting ShowtimeFloors.com, ShowtimeFloors.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So overrated.
Come on, his head is a pumpkin.
Yeah, he's so right. Chewy's never been more right about anything.
Ed Sheeran.
Chewy was right. Yeah. Holy Chewy was right.
Yeah. Imagine the helmet on that dome. It'd be the first 8.5 size.
It's just
what the?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Great time to remind you that Potawatomi's all-new sportsbook is opening the first week of May. Mark your calendars if you're ready to spark something new. You can find the temporary sportsbook outside of the marketplace on the casino's first level. And since we're talking Potawatomi, guys, I'm going to be out there Thursday evening from 5 to 7 celebrating March Madness. That's right. There'll be some drink specials. I've even got a special parlay that I am putting together for the games. Don't look at me like that, Gabe. It's going to be a good one. Win you some money. What do you mean, hold on? I can pick a parlay.
Can you pick a good parlay? You didn't say you could pick a good parlay. I feel like there's a very big difference.
That's what we call hedging. Said I could pick a parlay. Didn't say I'd help you win anything. Explore more at paysbig.com. Paysbig.com. And I will see you out there on Thursday evening from 5 to 7 at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Now, you want to bet that we can beat Chew in power rankings today?
Ooh, boy.
Who can say?
It's a good list.
I doubt it.
Did AI put it together?
No, we're going to deal with a little Milwaukee arrogance, which 2.5 of you have.
Oh, boy.
So we're going to see. Good list. Very good.
His favorite segment of the week.
Hey, the guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chew.
Did you catch the game last night? Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Do you guys want to guess who the half was in that statement I made?
I'm assuming Jen.
No.
Is that me?
Yeah, Joshy. Joshy's only half. You and Jen are a little Milwaukee arrogant about restaurants, and I've been here and this and that. So we're going to put it to the test.
Because we pointed out that the Harbor House was a long ways away from Champs.
Maybe.
I don't know how I skated, but I like it.
This is from thriftywithacompass.com. And I want to know, there's only 9, Joshy. So you want to explain the rules here?
Yeah, very simple. We're going to have to adjust it here. So it's usually 7 correct only, and under is a win for Chewy. 8 or more is the crew
Jen
here.
And Gabe.
Yes,
yep,
there
Jen
we go. Forgot
Gabe,
both
yep,
your names.
Exactly. Jen
Let's just
Gabe.
Adjust it down. So it's now 6 and 7. 3 minutes on the clock.
Well, why? Because okay. we're so bad at this game. We already have.
Well, there's only 9 options.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll
so here's
it.
The list.
Okay.
Okay. Give me, with Easter right around the corner, in the end of Lent, give me the best 9 places for fish fry. In Wisconsin. Oh.
In Wisconsin or Milwaukee?
No, I'm sorry. In Milwaukee. Okay. In Milwaukee. This is all.
This is going to be tough.
Hey, easy there, Jack. This is Milwaukee.
Now you're
so
forgetting
you guys, this should be a walk for you guys as much as you guys go out to eat, out and about.
I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, so
that.
This should be a walk. 6 should be easy.
I know
for you.
One for sure.
Yeah, I say, I've got
Lakefront
one.
Lakefront.
Hold on. Let him start the clock.
I started it. It's going.
Lakefront Brewery.
Okay. We're
yes,
good
Gabe,
to go.
You good with that
yes,
one?
Yeah.
All right, put it on the list.
Lakefront Brewery is number 2
Thank
on the list.
Thank you. I knew it had to be up there.
So there's one in West Dallas I know that's pretty famous. I think it's Kegels is how you pronounce
I've
it.
I've never heard of that one. I mean,
Kegels
I'm familiar with the
exercise,
is but.
Number 3 on the list. You've got 2.
The Old German Beer Hall is known for their fish fry.
Old German Beer Hall
you are stalling.
Is number
Stop
5.
Stop stalling. Just say yes or no.
Well,
yes or no.
5.
The problem is he doesn't know where
he's
it
scrolling.
Is. Yeah, he's scrolling, so he's stalling for time because he doesn't actually know if it's on the list.
I have a list right here. Whoop.
What do you got, Gabe?
Oh, he's actually written it down?
Yes.
Okay, other fish fry places in Milwaukee. I'm trying to think.
County Clare.
2 minutes.
County Clare.
County Clare.
County Clare Irish Inn and Pub is number 6.
Okay.
How many
so
do we
County
have?
Clare,
we
we've
need to
got
get six?
4.
Oh, we're
You've
good.
Got
we got
to
get 7.
We need no. Oh, to win 7.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah, 6 is a loss. Man, it's been forever since I've been going out to fish fries.
How many can we get wrong?
Think
as many as you want.
Think fish in the name of certain restaurants in Milwaukee.
Wait, they
oh,
say
so like
fish?
St. Paul's?
I would
hey,
guess
Chachi,
St. Paul's.
Shut your pie hole, all right? St.
Oh,
Paul
at the
Fish
Milwaukee
Company is number 7.
Okay. I felt like that was an easy one.
They have a St. Paul's out by me in Mequon as well.
You've got 5. How are we doing on the
well,
clock?
Isn't there
You just a, said 2 minutes, 2 minutes.
Isn't there a fish place that's down by Pottawatomie there on Canal Street?
Oh, I don't know what it's called. Fisherman, something like that. Twisted Fisherman. I don't
yeah.
know that that's. Is,
I mean, I don't know.
You're saying
Josh,
it has fish in the name.
It has fish in the name.
Josh, if
that
you
was
let
the
us
one
know,
I was hinting at. I was right. hinting at one single one. Move off of it.
Oh, now,
all
right. Yeah. Thank you. we got 1 minute.
You got 5.
Crap.
Where are other restaurants that are famous for their fish fry in Milwaukee?
And not Chewy's Guys, where they pile it high, because that's
yeah.
not in Milwaukee.
Correct.
Yeah, that's not Milwaukee yet.
I think there's realistically only one more you guys could get.
What?
These are hard.
You know
I
these
mean,
other
I
places.
Know one of them.
Yes.
30
that's
seconds.
What I'm saying is probably the one they could get.
I'll throw Company okay. Brewing out there.
Hit it, Joshy.
My button isn't ready.
All right.
God, you guys stink.
We don't stink. We got 6, 5. How many do we get? 5?
5.
5 is pretty good. 5 fish fry places is pretty good.
10. 9.
I don't know.
8.
I literally don't
7,
know. 7. Any other fish
6,
places? Fish fry places.
5. 4.
I'm pretty happy with
3,
the fact that we got the lakefront.
2,
I know there's one on the south
1.
Side. I'm missing.
Wow, that was
another
a very aggressive.
Win.
Eh.
Mm-hmm. Another win for Chew. Number 1. Well, let me tell you what you got. You got 2 Lakefront Brewery. You got 3 Kegels.
Yep.
You got 4 Old German
That's
Brew
5.
House. You got 6 County Clare Irish Inn and Pub. And you got 7 St. Paul Fish Company. Number 1, Swinging Door Exchange.
Get mm-hmm. out of town. The
number
Swinging Door has
1.
Good fish fry?
Excellent. They're number 1.
I've been there many, 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 many
number,
times.
Number 4.
Never had the fish fry.
Fuel Cafe.
Fuel? I didn't know that they had a fish fry.
Okay.
Number 8. This was a walk. How did you guys miss it? Is this the one you were thinking of, Josh?
I was thinking this and
yes.
the and the first one. The first
number
one
Number 8.
Famous.
Maxie's.
Yeah.
I didn't know that mm-hmm. either. I didn't know Maxie's.
You've never been to Maxie's.
I've been to Maxie's. I didn't
luscious.
Know they had a fish fry.
Number 9. Hacienda Beer Company.
Mm.
So Chew goes to 3-0.
God, this is depressing.
You guys go to 0 it's tough. And
it's tough.
3.
Although, can we talk about the fact that how it's very significantly tilted towards Chew? He picks the list.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, Joshy, this was fair in my defense, right?
I mean, the thing is, there's so many good fish fries. There's people will swear by any fish fry, basically. The one that's typically closest to them or the one they feel like they established. Because, I mean, this list could go on for days.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
There's so many fish fries.
So between the two of you guys, have you been to every restaurant on the list?
No.
No. I have not.
Swinging Door?
But now I'm going to try. Now, I mean, thank you for introducing me
Lakefront.
To a few of these places because I would love to try.
Now, I heard Kegel's.
Where's Hacienda
really
Beer Company?
Yeah, I've not. Milwaukee. I haven't been there.
It's in Milwaukee. Chew, oh, thanks. You're a real wealth of knowledge over there.
I won again. I'm so good.
All I do is win, no matter what. It's just a matter of time.
So Hacienda, it's on North. It's close to the Whole Foods on North Avenue.
All right.
Well, it's just right by your house gate.
See, this is good.
Or your old place.
Yeah, it's closer to my old place.
I get into a lunch rut. You ever get into a lunch rut where you find yourself going to the same three places over and over and over again?
So this I don't call that a rut. I call that a good rotation.
Listen. If you know it's going to be good, you shouldn't. But I also like the idea of trying out some new places, especially if they made this list that Chewy had. What was the website again? Tasty with a cloud of meatball or tasty with a chance
thrifty
of meatball?
ThriftyWithACompass.com. It was the best one out there.
Thrifty with a compass.
I mean, I looked at Yelp. IHOP had the best.
You are notoriously out
fry.
On Yelp.
Yeah. I mean, how can you have number one IHOP for fish fry?
I thought it was a little bit of a surprise that Swingin' Door was number one over Lakefront Brewery. Like, Lakefront Brewery has lines out the door. Maybe Swingin' Door does too. I don't know. I haven't been there. I was usually there from.
So say
the food service had stopped.
12 a.m. to 2:15 ish. So yes, I don't believe that they were still slinging the fish fry that at that time. All right, good list, Chew. We're gonna get you.
That's a terrible list.
We're gonna get you.
You can suck it.
Let me talk about the best purchase that I have made recently, and no, it is not a fish fry, although it could be now with the list that Chew shared with us. It is my Good Health Sauna from Good Health Saunas. It is an infrared sauna. It is in our basement, corner of the basement, tucked in there nicely. I warm it up, set it for about 45 minutes. I can go get a workout in my workout area, come back, and then sit in the sauna to detox off the workout. And here's the thing, guys. It makes me sleep better. My skin looks better. My hair is growing. Recovery from workouts goes so much quicker. Just all around, it has improved my health, wellness, and longevity, and it can do the same for you. Go to the website, goodhealthsaunas.com, goodhealthsaunas.com. That's where you can see a number of sauna options that they have. Plus, you're supporting a local company, guys. They're based out of Appleton and Waukesha. So if you're like me and you're walking through the state fair and you've seen the Good Health Saunas display, then you should check them out on their website, goodhealthsaunas.com. It is a great time to invest in your health and wellness with Good Health Saunas.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He sounds like the Beatles.
What? Anyone?
This is a new one on me.
The way he talks. He sounds like Paul McCartney.
Ringo farted and it was horrible. Absolutely horrible.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Thanks to everyone who is sending in their fish fry suggestions on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. Lots of options for Gabe and I to get out and really expand our horizons when it comes to the old fish fry here in Milwaukee. And we are lucky to have so many great spots. So yesterday, guys, one of the Cleveland Browns players, Maurice Hurst, he was on a show talking about the Cleveland Browns. They were asking him, I think, a pretty innocuous question about vacation spots. And he says, do we have the sound? I didn't even look at the sheet, Joshy, to see if we had the sound. No, okay. He says, well, we're going to Brazil. We're playing in Brazil this year, which was very breaking news. It was very breaking news that the Cleveland Browns were going to be the team taking on, I believe it's the Eagles, right?
Yep.
The Eagles are the team that are playing in Sao Paulo for week one. And I was disappointed. I wanted the Packers to be the team playing in Brazil. I had this whole campaign ready of the Packers being the green and gold squad and how green and gold are the colors of Brazil. And Packers have a really good traveling fan base. And they would certainly, you know, book their tickets to get over there and cheer on the green and gold. And I was just thinking how after Maurice Hurst made the announcement, Chu, became very obvious that he was not supposed to make that announcement, okay? Because he has been backtracking like, well, you remember the moonwalk? Michael Jackson's moonwalk? That's basically been Maurice Hurst over the last 12 hours. So you, as the resident expert of saying things that you're not supposed to say, do you have any suggestions or advice for how Maurice could handle this going forward?
Just tweet, I wasn't sure if I was not supposed to say it or I was supposed to say it. I got confused.
Yeah, he's basically saying like, oh, I just saw all the same rumors that you guys saw. So I was just running off of that. That's what I was assuming.
I bet the league must have asked teams who was willing to go over there first, right?
Don't you probably.
Think they would do that first?
Probably.
And you know the Packers would be the hardest of hardest no's.
Correct.
Well, we know. Matt LaFleur was no.
Yeah, which is why I wanted nothing to do with the Packers in Brazil. Because the way he handled the England thing.
Yeah.
He had a temper tantrum for a week.
He did have a temper tantrum.
Like, I don't want that coming anywhere near the Packers.
You could see it on the field.
Well, I see the argument if you're taking a home game away.
Sure.
But if it's an away game, I would want to get that out of the way as quick as possible. Right? Because eventually they're going to have to go somewhere again.
Yeah, eventually they'll have to go somewhere again, correct. But I don't know if it's because if you go to Brazil, now you don't have to go to England for 5 years. I mean, they're only adding more and more of these games.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go to, you're going to have to certainly rotate around in terms of these international series games that they're putting out there.
If you say something you're not supposed to say, Gabe, what's your go-to?
Oh, you got to shaggy it. Well, it wasn't me. That wasn't me. I didn't do that. No. What are you talking about?
You don't know what the shaggy is?
Not a fart, Gabe.
What the shaggy is.
you gotta go to the shaggy defense. It wasn't me. No, that wasn't me. I didn't say that. What are you talking about?
Even if I heard you say it and it's
wasn't
on
me.
Television. It
wasn't me.
The whole AI
thing. The clip has been circulated.
That wasn't me. It's part of the song. She caught you on camera. Wasn't me.
I would go Seinfeld if I would have known that type of thing was frowned upon.
That's a good one, too.
See, gotta tell you, if somebody had told me that, start working here.
No, I'm in my new year, new me. I am very much like, my bad. I'm sorry. If I had known, I would have handled it differently. Please forgive me.
But this is on the team or it's on the NFL for telling the players. Because you know eventually is going to come out.
But you gotta tell them, right, Gabe?
So if the NFL, it is a little bit on the NFL. If you've already told the Browns, because when you do these international games, like there are so many things that have to go in it, because maybe not all your players have passports, right? So you got to make sure you go through that process. You got to do all these things. And I'm sure you're going to have to do that with the draft, with the players you end up drafting. But if you have already told the Browns, hey, start the preparations for this, then you might as well announce it. Because somebody is going to leak it somewhere.
Accidentally.
Yeah, because there's so many peripheral family members that brothers or wives or sisters or whatever that want to get their news out there. So the husband goes home and tells the wife, and then the wife tells her sister, and then they tell her husband. And the dude, hey, we're going to Brazil.
No. And then he goes and checks MGM Bet and sees if there's a line on this and if he can get a little action on whether or not the Browns are going to. What the heck? They're 5,000 to 1? Puts a little coinola on that. That's how that all shakes out. At least it's how it should shake out.
I blame the league. They're too dumb. You can't trust.
But Gabe makes a good point. Like, there's a lot of planning that goes into something like this. And it's really unfair to ask a family, a team, guys and their families, if they announced it in. Now, look, May still feels, if I'm being honest, like it's plenty of time for you to make these arrangements. But you were saying passports and you were saying work visas and all of that type of stuff.
You got to work with the American government. You think they move at a fast pace?
No, I remember when we had to go to Japan, which was probably. Second preseason game, so you're talking middle of August. We addressed that the very first mini camp we had, which would have been probably April. So we had to go in early. Everyone had to fill out their passports, their work visas. You get your luggage tags. I mean, it's a whole process.
We should put this on the poll. So Gabe's is the Shaggy defense. Yep. It wasn't me. Yep. Joshua, you said yours was?
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. If I were to know, this is frowned upon. Chewie's was the confusion. Yeah. I claim confusion. And I've got the...
I claim confusion. I'm just confused.
The Bryan Adams defense. Please forgive me. I know not what I do. Please forgive me. I can't stop loving you. I might not have to go that far, but the whole point is I'm on the please forgive me train here when it comes to saying something that you're not supposed to say. To be clear, Hurst has tweeted, I have zero confirmation we'll be playing in Brazil. Just excited at the possibility of being one of the first teams to do so. Would be happy lining up with this team anywhere.
He just, the way he says it is just so matter of fact. And he clearly doesn't even like catch himself saying it. Just like, well, we're going to Brazil, so that could be fun. You know, so clearly, like in his mind, he's already there. The way he was talking about his team playing in Brazil.
Chew, the way you know the NFL, would they backtrack?
They'll try.
No, I mean, like, give it to a different team?
No, they
can't. Come on, there might be still
one
for Green Bay.
No, this is locked in.
But you knew that dude got a call from a coach or whoever immediately. Like, what are you doing? I didn't do anything. Yes. He got the tap on the shoulder.
When you and Brett got called in, what did we do? I don't understand what we did last night.
Well, what's the big deal?
You went on television intoxicated.
I mean, other than the NFL probably wanted the splash of releasing it.
Well, but again, that's on the NFL. They've already announced some of the other international games. So once you know the other team that's going to be there, and I understand part of the schedule, you know, still needs to be released and it's probably not completely done. But if you have already told the Browns, hey, start with your preparations, then at that point you just release it.
It's a rare Friday night game. It looks like it will officially be the second game of the 2024 NFL season because it's being played on Friday. We always play the Hall of Fame game on Thursday nights. And when they were trying to handicap the opponents, because they had not yet announced, there were 9 possible options. And for a lot of people, it felt like the Browns were a likely opponent for all sorts of reasons. We talked about home games and away games and things like that. Are there people who are clamoring to see the Browns? Like, who's their quarterback this year?
It's Deshaun.
They got a lot of them.
It's Deshaun.
That's unfortunate.
It's Deshaun.
Power ranking them. So they've got Deshaun Watson. Yeah. And who else have they accumulated over the last...
They've signed like 3 or 4, but it's still Deshaun Watson. Turns out when you give a guy guaranteed money, he's going to be your starter.
Yeah.
It's just the way that kind of works out.
I'm trying to see who...
It's actually going to be a good game. I mean, those are two good teams.
Yeah. I mean, the NFL just doesn't care. I mean, the Jacksonville Jaguars have been, nobody's been clamoring to see them, and they get sent over to London every single year.
Is that the recipe then? You send a team that, like, they're fine. They'll play a good game. It'll be fine. But, like, it doesn't have to be a team that travels well because the lure is the game in Brazil. It doesn't much matter who the teams are on the field.
Yeah, because you don't care if the fan base travels or not because you're trying to appeal to non-American football fans. That's what you're trying to do when you're down in Brazil. It doesn't really matter who is that down there. I still don't understand why you were so pushing for the Packers thing.
Well, I just
because
thought it would be fun.
But I don't want to lose. It's a guaranteed loss.
Well, let me ask you a question. Don't you expect Matt LaFleur to learn from his previous mistakes? Isn't that the sign of a good coach, good leader?
Yeah, but so early in his career... Like, he just couldn't handle going out west for whatever reason. And it took him a long time to learn that lesson.
But he eventually learned it.
Yeah. So I don't think it took him a while to learn it. I don't think he's going to handle going to Brazil any differently. Maybe he doesn't, you know, complain about it as publicly as he did. But clearly he does not want to go international travel.
Would you want to go to Brazil? I mean, I'd go during Carnival.
Of course you
would. But otherwise, no.
Why not? What do you got against Brazil?
It's hot everywhere in August.
Far.
It's pretty far away. Yeah. It's mostly.
I was complaining about going to Cabo. It's 5 hours. It feels like maybe Brazil would be a slightly longer trip.
A little further away.
So Deshaun Watson is on the roster. Yesterday they signed Tyler Huntley to the roster as well from a quarterback standpoint. They also have 2 other guys. Hold on. I'm scrolling. DTR, and they also have Jameis Winston.
Yeah, that's right. They signed Jameis.
That's
no
quite
Flacco?
No.
He is still unemployed last time I checked.
I thought he signed somewhere.
He has not.
Are you sure?
I swear he did.
I mean, I've got a pretty damn good memory.
Yeah, it's pretty locked in, pretty impeccable.
If he did, it would have been over the last few days because I saw him talking last week about how he...
Yeah, he's still a free agent.
he was surprised. I think he was on Pat McAfee last week, and he was talking about how he was a little bit surprised that he had not yet been picked up by somebody after the season he had last year.
Maybe he's, I think he signed an indie.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
When was that, last week?
6 days ago, yes.
Oh, geez, we're way out of the loop.
Yeah. Me and Chew.
Don't ask questions you don't want the answer to, Jen. Dave from Aaron weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line saying, I actually don't want the Packers going anywhere but the States, especially Brazil. I don't know what the security is like there. Let me just tell you, top notch. The NFL doesn't do security. They don't Costco. No, Costco's not a good thing. They don't Aldi their way through security. It's very, very high end. Even when we at ESPN travel internationally, you would be blown away by the security detail that they offer us. And we're just people that work at ESPN. So you got to think that the NFL has got a lot of measures in place to make sure that their players are safe when they are overseas. Joshy did yeoman's work and put it on the poll.
Very
in the
wordy.
Event you accidentally let a secret slip a la Maurice Hurst from the Browns, which defense are you taking? It wasn't me, Gabe Neitzel. Was that wrong? Should I not have done that, Josh DiMaggio? Admit your mistake, Jen Latta, and act confused, Mark Chimura. Go ahead and weigh in on that on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account. We have one more segment here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy before I let you guys go. For your next night out, make Aria, the acclaimed restaurant inside St. Kate the Arts Hotel, your dinner destination. Aria is nestled on the second floor of St. Kate, an artful dining experience that captivates with its culinary creativity, delighting in its offering of artisanal American cuisine. The restaurant transcends tradition and leans into the realm of playful and inventive flavors. Come and experience the magic of Aria, where every bite is a work of culinary artistry. Learn more and make reservations at aria@stkate.com. That's aria@stkate.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And guess who didn't hit the hole? Zeke Elliott.
Ashton.
Well, I mean, yes. Yeah, right back there?
That's so true.
It was a direct shot. She took out the sniper rifle and just...
There's not a... No, she got right up to me, took out a Glock, and just shot.
Yeah, right in the balls.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Ewald makes it easy. It's a promise they made in 1964, continues now 60 years later, making car buying easy for families across southeast Wisconsin. Celebrate Ewald Automotive's 60th anniversary with special savings on over 1,300 vehicles. Shop the easy way with lowest prices guaranteed. Plus, you're backed by Ewald's exclusive 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty. So hurry in now for that Ewald 60th anniversary sale. Because it's Ewald, you know it's easy. Just go to ewaldauto.com.
You could always use the DeAndre Ayton excuse when something doesn't go your way. I slept on a bad air mattress. This was a new one for me, guys. We've heard a lot of excuses for why guys have performed poorly, but early struggles with the Blazers were partly due to poor sleep because he was sleeping on an air mattress. Like, what are we doing? Look, sleep is very important and has become increasingly important. It's always been important, but we have recently become more aware of how important sleep is, particularly for high-end elite athletes. So it feels like a real gamble to be spending your nights on an air mattress for any prolonged period of time.
Do they make air mattresses big enough for DeAndre Ayton? The guy's like 6'11". Like, I got to imagine his knees are hanging off of most air mattresses that they make. The dude's making close to a max deal. You can't have somebody in the Portland area deliver you a mattress?
Or just a bed, like, right, just a full-on bed.
Yeah, no, just a mattress, period. Yeah. Like, yes, I mean, the same people could probably do a bed. Just like the fine folks at Steinhoffels delivered my bed to my house. I guarantee you I'm not making NBA max level salary.
Does it say why he did that?
No.
He doesn't really give much example other than he was new to the city and hadn't gotten a mattress yet.
Okay.
How long did he sleep on the air mattress?
It's said at least a month.
What?
Yeah.
It's just laziness. What that is, right? Because the other thing I will think about professional athletes is you have people for stuff like that, don't you? Call your people. I'm sleeping on an air mattress. The most I can do is two nights. Right? Like, when you guys moved, did you get your bed in before you were able to kind of, like, transition?
Yeah. So our bed wasn't there, but we still had a bed from our previous place. So that bed is now in our guest bedroom. I think we slept on it for one or two nights before our new bed arrived. But yeah, we still had a bed to sleep on. Like, again, not even just him having people. The Blazers have people. There's somebody within the organization. If the Bucks have someone in the organization that can teach Giannis how to drive when he gets here, there's somebody that can order you a mattress.
I don't know. Some air mattresses are pretty comfy.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Chu. How many nights on an air mattress?
Three.
I'm right there with you, man.
As somebody who's lived a quite nomadic life, I've slept on an air mattress for more than a month. It was just in between type of thing. But you can spend a couple $100 on an air mattress, and it's damn near a mattress.
Now, like, is it the kind that has the what do you call those air?
Help the pumps out. In them already? Yeah.
The pumps.
Well, I don't know what you're looking for.
Yeah, then. You know, like when you're pumping up something, and it's continual. So the air is constantly in. You're not worried about it deflating.
A compressor.
Yes. Thank you. Compressor is exactly the word I was looking for. Chu and I are on $10,000 pyramid all of a sudden. Yes, compressor. Sometimes you have a compressor and then it keeps it full. It keeps it inflated.
And they make like tiered ones. So it's like, it's like better than just. Because we all think air mattress, we think the thin thing you place on the floor and you just get through the night on. Now they have, it's damn near close to a bed. And they even have like toppers
and they have the pillows built into it. They're awesome.
My husband they're really good. My husband refuses to go camping without an air mattress. I always say if there's an air mattress involved, it's not camping.
I just refuse to go camping, period.
Yeah. That's probably a wise decision. He reminds me of Ned from One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. I do not like my little bed. This is no good. This is not right. My feet stick out of bed all night. And when I pull them in, oh dear, my head sticks out of bed up here. That is basically DeAndre Ayton right now, talking about his air mattress woes. Thanks for hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Will, D, and Tasha's next on ESPN Milwaukee. We'll see ya.